Seventh Simen Din Levar Birchas Hashiyotza Kol Hayoyim Acha Atolos Mayim Sif Aleph Kol Hayoyim Kesha Oysim Mishrocha Ben Ketanam Legdoyim Levar Hashiyotza. When a person goes out of the bathroom both day and night, he has to say Hashiyotza immediately. It is an improper thing to talk about anything before one says Hashiyotza, b'frat that sometimes one does that and he forgets about it completely. If a person came out of the bathroom and he also has to make a bracha achareinus on what he ate, the Mashal says that he should say Hashiyotza first because that is koidim. Why? Because it's more common. That's where the Mishnah Berurah brings the discussion about this. That's where the Mishnah Berurah brings. If a person has some type of loose bowels and he knows that he's going to have to go again, so some say you shouldn't make the Hashiyotza immediately after you go to the bathroom because you know you're going to have to go right away. And others say, which is the minig, that as long as you feel comfortable after you went, even though you know it's going to act up in another short period of time, you make the Hashiyotza now. Unless, even when you came out of the bathroom, you still feel already now that you have to continue. Then you would wait. As we're saying, you say the Hashiyotza, but you don't say Alan Tilis Yodai when you're coming out of the bathroom, only in the morning, but the other times in the afternoon, the evening, even though he wants to learn or daven afterwards, but it's a discussion in the Rishonim, but we paskin that you do not make the bracha al tefillas yadayim only in the morning, not even before the tefillas of Minchat Maariv. Rama says, "Hayodas melechlochas sheshiv sheiv behem afilocha ein bracha al tefillas yadayim." His hands were dirty also, and because he wiped himself when he went out of the bathroom, still he doesn't make al tefillas yadayim.